Welcome to today's edition of Feet to the Fire, where we're always challenging the status quo. For more cutting-edge commentary, go to feettothefire.org. That is feet, the number two, thefire.org. And now your host.
Picking right up here with our 12 misconceptions about the arrests of Michael Brown and Eric Garner, two African-American men who tragically died in altercations with police this past year. These stories have hit the news because both cops were recently exonerated by grand jury decisions, and the decisions were quickly followed by a barrage of so-called race riots and protests throughout the country. And we are holding the liberal mainstream media's feet to the fire, as well as President Obama, Attorney General Eric Holder, and the Democrat establishment for their horrible coverage of and response to the news, for their awful political exploitation of tragic situations, and for fanning the flame of racial strife with highly charged inflammatory rhetoric. In our last show, we mentioned six misconceptions being peddled by the media and the left, so be sure to listen in or read the blog post, episode 15. And we will continue now with the other half. So here goes misconception number seven. The media cares about people. Listen, the media cares about ratings, not people. Why didn't anyone with integrity in the media say, this rioting in Ferguson is patently ridiculous, and we're not giving this any credence or dignifying this behavior by showing up with cameras? We're not giving this any coverage. We're going to run some stories on more uplifting news items. Forget this nonsense. No. They wanted some smut to plaster all over TVs to get people drawn into a hyped-up tale of racial tension so their ratings go up. Keep people glued to the TVs and websites and newspapers. It's reprehensible to me. Misconception number eight. The political left wants peace, social order, and unity. No. The political left wants racial divide and civil unrest. The rhetoric coming from Obama, his administration, Mayor de Blasio of New York City, is enough to show they are all social and political agitators. They all want unrest because an agitated citizenry feeds the outcry for more government-directed social engineering to help establish so-called equality and justice. They knew the Ferguson riots were coming, and they were waiting with bated breath and did nothing. No National Guard was sent. No precautions were made. And Obama did not denounce the riotous actions as evil and completely unjustified, nor did he call off the protests. The media actually printed the address of Officer Wilson, the cop in the Ferguson incident, in the New York Times. Are you serious? They should be indicted for that. Slander, defamation, endangering a civilian's life and his family. They printed his address, and they want peace and social order? Attorney General Eric Holder compares our local police to an occupying force in our communities. That's what he called them. That is incendiary, hateful speech about our cops everywhere. And that's not to mention misconception number nine. That this has anything to do with the federal government or the Department of Justice in D.C. anyway. It doesn't at all. So stay out of our business. Number nine, here's the misconception. It is the jurisdiction of Obama, Holder, and the federal government to get involved with local investigations. False. This was a local law enforcement issue in both cases, and we are entitled to a trial in our neighborhoods by a jury of our peers and our local authorities. And the feds are to be kept out because they're not needed, thank you very much. Our cops and civilians are our business. However, stuff like this just poses such a great opportune moment for racial exploitation that Emperor Obama and his liberal cronies couldn't wait to find the first mic and pounce. So once again, we get government overreach from the liberals. The only acceptable intervention we could have understood was perhaps having the National Guard ready to go to settle down potential large-scale rioting because everyone knew it was coming. Other than that, as I said, get out of our business. Misconception number 10. The Democrat Party is the party that stands for blacks and for civil rights. Give me a break. Civil rights? As I've said previously, this has nothing to do with civil rights. And if you need more info on that, check out the previous episode. Obama isn't a civil rights leader. He doesn't speak for Black America. He speaks for lefties. He's a socialist, a Marxist, a humanist, sold out for his secular humanist world religion and the accompanying political philosophy. This whole fiasco is just another convenient news item to further a wicked agenda. Oh, and it coincidentally gets full-time national media attention just days after executive amnesty, which, by the way, no one is even talking about anymore. Come on, liberals, it's so easy to see right through all this. It's pathetic, really, and it's so darn annoying. But back to the Democrat Party, though, as a whole. Are they really the party that advocates for African Americans and the party of civil rights? History shows a very different picture. The Democrat Party has long been the party of slavery, racism, discrimination, and segregation from the very beginning. Look at its legacy. You ever hear of the Solid South? That was the name given to the consistent Democrat voting bloc of the defeated Southern states from after the Civil War all the way up until well into the 20th century. The Democrats started the Ku Klux Klan to intimidate and persecute blacks and white Republicans because the Republican Party was advocating for equal rights. The Democrat Party is the party of lynching blacks. Remember Radical Reconstruction? That was the post-Civil War rebuilding of the South by a Republican-controlled Congress. Part of the Republican mandate for allowing Democrat rebel states back into the Union and receiving their representatives back into Congress was that the Southern states would approve the Republican-passed Civil War amendments. And what were those? The 13th Amendment that abolished slavery, the 14th Amendment that gave blacks equal protection under the law, and the 15th Amendment that gave blacks the right to vote. For crying out loud, who freed the slaves? Abe Lincoln, the first Republican. The Republican Party was the party of abolition. That's why Republicans were hated, because they stood for abolishing slavery. They even called Lincoln and his party Black Republicans. And after the Civil War, again, well into the 20th century, all the Jim Crow laws, segregation laws, poll taxes, and grandfather clauses intended to prohibit blacks from voting and keep them in a second-class status were passed and enforced by who? Yes, Democrats. It was Democrat policy implemented to resist the wave of civil liberty and racial equality that the Republicans had unleashed on the country. Democrats resisted anti-lynching laws all the way through the 1900s. Republicans were the force behind passing the Civil Rights Act of 1964 against significant Democrat opposition. There were actually Democrats filibustering the bill to prevent its enactment, namely Senator Robert Byrd from West Virginia. And Al Gore's father, Democrat Senator Al Gore Sr., actually voted against the Civil Rights Act. You don't hear that in the news or history books anywhere. By the way, the same Robert Byrd that I just mentioned served in the U.S. Senate until as recently as 2010. And get this, he was a former KKK leader. We had that in our U.S. Senate until just a few years ago, brought to you by the Democrat Party. Also a former KKK member, Democrat Supreme Court Justice Hugo Black, appointed by none other than FDR, who stands as the shining star of the progressive movement and socialism in America. I could keep going. The Democrat Party has never been the party of equality or justice or civil rights. The old plantation slaveholder Democrats of the Solid South are the political predecessors to the new welfare Democrat Party that has become the party of the modern welfare state, institutionalized slavery, the new plantation of socialism onto which they have subjugated blacks and all poor minorities in this country. Sorry, but they never have and do not currently stand for true equality and dignity of the individual, for freedom or justice. Democrats and liberals exploit races, genders, classes, and any other distinctions they can come up with to divide the citizenry against itself. And that's exactly what they are doing again in these tragic incidents in the news recently. And unfortunately, many are falling prey to their deceptive exploitation yet again, much thanks to charlatans like Al Sharpton, Jesse Jackson, and other so-called civil rights leaders. For these guys in the Democrat left, racial tension, class warfare, civil strife, is all just another ticket to consolidate money and power to themselves and the federal government. They're like some twisted form of political profiteers, gaining political capital from everyone else's misery. All right, misconception number 11. The media determines what is true and important. Now, they act like that, like they are the beginning and the end of all truth and opinion, and they do often determine, unfortunately, the narrative that everyone is talking about. But just because they report on something doesn't mean that it's true or that it is an important topic to address. Them reporting on feigned racial tension between cops and citizens doesn't mean it's a reality or that it is a more important issue than black murder rates or black homelessness or joblessness or minority abortion rates or the rate of single parents and fatherless children in minority communities. And this is why I initially really hesitated to cover the topic, because race relations in police arrests shouldn't be national news. It shouldn't be the object of presidential press conferences and Monday morning White House committee meetings. It shouldn't be the national conversation when real injustice is taking place elsewhere that needs to be addressed and reversed. Like the black-on-black youth crime and murder rate that is severe around the country. Why doesn't our emperor-in-chief care about those tragic statistics if he really cares about blacks in America? Why is no one in the media reporting on that? It's because that issue doesn't feed the left's agenda and isn't easily exploitable. It's the wrong narrative. It doesn't help their schemes. Can't effectuate social upheaval by getting one race mad at its own members. No sense getting blacks mad at blacks. No, we need blacks mad at whites. We need race wars and riots to get social transformation happening. I'm sorry, Obama doesn't care about blacks. Let me be clear. Leftists don't care about minorities. As I've said before, they just see minorities as an exploitable cohort. They only care about themselves and their radical mission to transform our country. So instead of real journalism and real leadership, we get a dog and pony show in the name of racial tension when the facts of the matter in these incidents have nothing to do with race. And back to the frustrating point, when a dissenting voice like mine joins the conversation, I can't chime in without giving silent assent to this very first stupid presumption that racist police brutality is actually something we should even be talking about in these two cases. It's not. These are two cases of local law enforcement handling guys who are resisting arrest with a very sad ending. That's it. It isn't a race war. Race had nothing to do with it. Black murder rates, the deconstruction of the nuclear family in minority communities by a socialist agenda, jobless rates in the Obama economy, forcing poor minorities onto welfare programs and promoting the universal abortion of their babies through groups like Planned Parenthood. That's stuff to talk about. That's stuff to be mad about if you are black. Not this. But the left is unrelenting in their media spin. And so if you don't answer them in their absurd commentary, you end up letting their version of the story stand uncontested and people get very confused. Which is probably why I got the email this week asking for my take, and which is why I've been giving it here. If we don't respond and turn the conversation on the offensive, we'll end up backed onto our heels and potentially with a bigger mess to clean up in the long run. I just hate letting the left determine the national conversation. And the last misconception, number 12, value on human life is determined by skin color. That's certainly how the liberals and Democrats make it seem. What is wrong with the media and the left in assessing these situations is they think it matters that the men who died were black and the cops were white. What matters isn't that they were black, but that they were men, humans. They don't have value just because of their skin color. They have value because they're people. So if their color was different, we wouldn't care about Michael or Eric? That's so devaluing to their humanness and elevates a characteristic that doesn't define who they are as people. Of course we care about them, regardless of their skin color. They aren't, quote, blacks, they're people. None of this should be mistaken for a lack of sympathy for the families and grief over the death of two men. But that's just it. That's the real reason the stories are compelling and newsworthy. It's because two men tragically died resisting arrest. That's the terrible reality. It has nothing to do with skin color or race. If I was black, I would be insulted that value on life is assigned by mere skin color distinctions. These men had value not because they were black, but because they were human. These guys who died were men like any of us. That's why their death matters and why their lives had immeasurable worth. That's why the lives of anyone matters, because we care about people, no matter what the color. The new Civil Rights Coalition, better called Civil Rights Exploitation, which includes wackos like Al Sharpton, Jesse Jackson, Louis Farrakhan, and more, all aided and abetted by the current Obama administration and liberal media nationwide. This Civil Rights Coalition has no solidarity with the true original Civil Rights Movement, or Dr. Martin Luther King Jr., who asked that people, quote, would not be judged by the color of their skin, but by the content of their character. All these guys do is assign value based on skin color and, as clearly seen in these cases, make judgments based solely on skin color. Black guy, victim. White cop, murderer. All they do is classify people into groups and foment rage and angst and social unrest by pitting one group against another, based in no way on good judgment, truth, character, ethical standards, justice, or real equality. They don't care about the well-being of all men. They don't care that people have value by the mere fact that they are simply other human beings. People to them aren't individuals. They are just members of a broader social group from which superficial value is derived, groups that can be exploited. It's so degrading to all of us. And meanwhile, they are not looking out for the interests of black youth, or any youth for that matter, by making this a teachable moment to tell the younger generation, hey, obey local law enforcement, be compliant, be a good citizen, and don't resist arrest. Instead, youth are getting the message, cops are racist, resist the man. That isn't showing any care for African Americans, because it may very well be bringing others into the same predicament that led to the tragic death of these two men. Much thanks to liberals who paved the way for this to happen again at the high cost of more human life. So there you have it. The 12 misconceptions being propagated by the left regarding the current debate over alleged racially motivated police brutality. And hats off to all the local law enforcement around the country who serve and protect the citizens of this country in our local neighborhoods every day. And our condolences to all those grieving over the loss of these two men, particularly the families. And it is the hope that these kinds of tragedies can be avoided in the future. Hoping also that truth and justice can win out in all this, not all the frenzied emotion and political maneuvering that we've been witnessing. For more insightful discourse, stay tuned and be sure to check in at f2tf.org. Read a blog, post a comment, and get ready for more. But until then, let justice roll down like waters, America, and righteousness like an ever-flowing stream. Don't believe all the media hype out there. Liberals judge everything by the external and try to take advantage of anything and anyone they can to advance their agenda. But the discerning mind penetrates through all their rhetoric. And conservatives, Republicans, well, our legacy is the party that freed the slaves. Our legacy is promoting civil rights. We've always advocated for the African American and for every American because we advocate for justice and equality under the law towards all. That's liberty. And that's what we'll fight to maintain. Oh, and cops, be nice to them because they sacrifice a lot to take care of us. And when liberals start protesting about this or that social grievance time and time again, pay them no mind. Just make a few clarifying remarks and hold their feet to the fire.